Hey, Doug, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
Hey, John, I'm well, thanks.
I took a little time there. I wasn't sure we were going to be able to connect to you. So let's go real fast on this. There are Asian carp in the rivers of Illinois heading towards Lake Michigan, right?
That's true, yes.
And this is a not native species, and it gobbles up all of the food that the rest of the fish need. If you've got Asian carp, you don't have much else, correct?
Well, yeah. So there are actually four species of Asian carp. The ones that people are talking most about now are bighead and silver carp. And bighead and silver carp are filter feeders. So they filter the little plant particles and the little animals that we call zooplankton out of the water. And unfortunately, they compete then with all of our native fish in that all of our native fish in their larval state, you know, when they first hatch, they all feed on zooplankton as well, all of them. And then, you know, largemouth bass later in their life cycle feed on other fish and so on. But these big fish are out there chawing away at the base of the food web, eating these zooplankton that are so important for other, especially larval fish out there. And when they're around, they can depress the food supply for other fishes that we care more about, our native fishes.
And I guess we should care about all of our native fishes and all of our rivers, but the big concern here in Chicago is if these suckers get into Lake Michigan, forget about it. So I think there's a huge interest here, plus the fascination of watching these things sail out of the Illinois River around Peoria, say. I mean, that's just bizarre, but they do. So the story in the Tribune the other day was that there's a facial recognition technology that will recognize the kind of fish that are coming down a tube that you would construct. And if it sees that that's one of these Asian carp, a gate opens up and it puts them in a holding pen rather than letting them continue to proceed down the river. Is that right?
Yeah, so that's the concept of what we're working on. And we're early in the research and development of this concept for applying it to Asian carp. They've used something similar to this out west and now other places for mostly for moving good fish, which is something we would like this technology to do here as well. But the real impetus for this is if we can get fish to move up a fish passageway or a ladder, if you will, like they use out west to move salmon around dams. We put the dams in. The adult salmon are in the ocean. They need to migrate upstream to reproduce, to spawn, and they can't get around the darn dams. And so we put in these, or other people did, put in these fish ladders to move the fish around the dam so they can get upstream where they need to spawn. Here, we're seeing some potential for this same technology to move good fishes around dams, which is an issue here, to move good fishes over levees. Like I'm with the Nature Conservancy at a preserve that we're restoring along the Illinois River, a floodplain area that's separated from the river by a levee. And so we'd like to make it easier for the good fish to get into Emequon and the good fish to get out of Emequon. But what's really driving this is if these Asian carp, you know, especially we're focused now on bighead and silver carp that are sitch breeders. They're so prolific. If they would get into the Great Lakes, some models indicate that they could have a real detrimental impact on the fisheries there, highly likely that they would screw up the food chains and so on. And so if we can get them moving up these ladders, if you will, or these passageways to migrate, and then use this new technology that's been developed out west using scanners and cameras, artificial intelligence through a computer that will identify each individual fish and then make a call, you know, good fish, bad fish. If it's a good fish along the Illinois River and it's trying to get through one of our dams, maybe we would let it go through door A and go upstream of the dam and continue on its passage, a largemouth bass, right, a paddlefish, a sturgeon. But if it's a bad fish that we'd rather not have move through the system, like Asian carp, especially bighead and silvers, open door number two for the bad fish, put it in a tank or a net that could later be harvested, and thereby reduce those numbers of these species that were of concern. Not that we think this is the silver bullet, but don't worry about this anymore. Here's the solution. If this works out, no problems with silver carp or big head carp, but we think that they're going to help. They'll be part of the solution to slowing these things down and controlling them.
I love the technology and the idea. It's kind of mind-boggling that it can work. You and I need to talk about this again another day when we have more time, but let's just finish with this. So as they're going down this ladder through a tube and the gate opens up depending on what kind of fish it is, the way you're going to know that is several cameras taking thousands of pictures of the fish as they go by will literally recognize the kind of fish, and if it sees, well, here come one of them bad fish, the gate opens up and that fish goes that way. So it's the cameras and and the facial recognition, as we call it, and that will determine which is the good fish or bad fish, right?
Exactly. Right now we've got six cameras on the setup that we're working on now. Three of them infrared, three of them just regular color type cameras. Well, not regular color type cameras, but they're using red, green, blue technology. It takes about 18 images the first second the fish is there. And from those 18 images, then we're training the computer to identify whether it's a good fish or bad fish. And I've got a lot of confidence in that technology. I don't think there's much doubt. It may never be 100%,
wow,
but it's going to be darn close. The problem is getting the fish to move up the ladder, and we're still needing to better understand the biology of these fish. It's what makes them want to go upstream. When do they want to go upstream?
Right.
What are the water conditions and those things?
Good on you, Doug. Keep doing what you're doing down there in central Illinois and up here in northern Illinois, and I'll call you again down the road or down the stream, and let us know how the how the process is going, okay?
Great. We'll look forward to that, John. Good talking with you.
Doug Blodgett is the River Conservation Director of the Nature Conservancy here in Chicago. Did you know we had one? And do you know how to pronounce it?